WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. Coming up, some classic underground books from the 60s are back in print. But first, jazz from the 70s and 80s. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead has a review of new reissues by pianist Chick Corea and guitarist Pat Metheny, two of the most popular jazz musicians of the last 20 years. Both albums show different sides of them than what their fans may be used to.
Pianist Chick Corea first made a name for himself in the late 60s as a member of Miles Davis's electric band. In 1972, Corea founded his own successful fusion group, Return to Forever. But between those two bands, he was part of a cooperative quartet known as Circle, a group with little commercial appeal but great ambition. It brought Corea together with the radical saxophonist and composer Anthony Braxton. That's part of an improvised Corea-Braxton duet recorded in 1971. It's from Circle's album Paris Concert, which has just been reissued on ECM. The 60s had been a divisive period in jazz, with mellow bossa nova players at one extreme and fierce free improvisers at the other. But in the early 70s, musicians were trying to pull the fragmented scene back together. By playing a little of everything, Circle helped that movement get started. Corea brought his instinctive lyricism to the music. Braxton brought new ideas about structure and rhythm, and bassist Dave Holland and drummer Barry Alcho could follow the lead of either one. Corea was eager to stretch. He really got into playing Braxton's tricky, almost geometric compositions. On some other pieces, Corea and Braxton tugged the band in different directions, but the tension between their approaches could work to the music's advantage. Listen to the delicate figures Corea plays behind Braxton's Spitfire sax on Wayne Shorter's ballad Nefertiti. That piece sounds like Corea and Braxton occupied two different worlds, but I like it. Not long after this concert, Circle disbanded. The other members continued to work together in much the same vein, but Corea closed the book on his experimental days. By contrast, guitarist Pat Metheny keeps his options open. He goes back and forth between playing pop-oriented jazz and more rambunctious stuff. The first album to show his adventurous side was a 1980 recording called 8081, which was also just reissued by ECM. To my ears, it's Metheny's best record. That tune is Turnaround by Ornette Coleman, whose genial brand of free jazz has had a big influence on Metheny. On 8081, Matheny's band contains two veterans of Coleman's groups, bassist Charlie Hayden and tenor saxophonist Dewey Redman. As in some of Ornette's bands, the improvising may not move in predictable directions, but it retains a folksy, accessible quality. Here's part of the title track. There are obvious contrasts in tone between this 1980 music and Circle stuff from 1971. Among other things, they show what a difference a decade can make. These days, a lot of critics talk of the 70s as a dismal time when nothing good happened in jazz. But back then, a lot of musicians did exactly what they set out to do, which was to reconcile apparent opposites. Circle spun apart because Corea's lyrical side and Braxton's thornier approach were often at odds, struggling for supremacy. 9 years later, Pat Metheny could play pretty and free at the same time. And he made it sound easy.
Kevin Whitehead reviewed Circle, Paris Concerts, and Pat Metheny's 8081. Both have been reissued by ECM.